Welcome. This is Money Mondays, and I'm your host, Kim Geddes, and I'm joined by Larry Ross, Portfolio Manager and Wealth Advisor with BMO Nesbitt Burns. We're going to tap into Larry's years of experience and kind of ask, well, what he has learned from clients, the good, the bad, and the ugly, maybe some traps that some clients have fallen into regarding money or the emotions that lead to decisions. So Larry, right off the top, what have you learned from your clients?
I've learned a lot. I basically threw away the textbook shortly into it because the real issues, whether it's been, you know, the definition of risk or how you spend your time, the textbooks don't talk about it properly. You need to hear about what people think in their terms. The people that I found did a good job on retirement were the people who always did stuff all through their lives. They didn't wait to do stuff when they retired. They already had hobbies. And an example of this is some advice I got early on from a client that said, you know, if you want to play golf at retirement, you need to take up golf well in advance of retirement, because golf's not fun to take up when you're old. If you ever want to be any good at it. And I think that example is for a lot of things. You know, you don't wait to retirement. Some of the really scary things I've learned from my clients has been some of the train wrecks. The people that did everything right their whole lives, and then they made a serious mistake just before retirement or during retirement. And that one is they gave away too much of their money. And not doing the numbers when you're making big decisions about how to allocate money. And this is very, this is top of mind right now. You know, buying real estate in these different markets it's horrendous. And a lot of parents are kicking in money. And some of them are kicking in money that they may not be able to afford. Other things that I've learned, how incredible people are and how creative they are and resourceful. To see how people were able to put away so much money, and they never made a lot of money, but they started at a young age and they were diligent and they were very clear about the things they wanted and the things they didn't need.
When it comes to the thinking and behavior of your clients, what have you learned in regards to the behavioral biases that some of your clients have?
Well, I can tell you one thing that's very interesting is never assume that a given couple think exactly the same. In my work, you got to talk to both spouses because quite often they have very different ideas and approaches to the same thing. I think getting people to open up, asking the right questions in the type of work I do, yes, we talk about money and we talk about plans and all that, but the bigger things are, you know, what do you want to do with your money?
It sounds like an incredible foundation of trust to have with someone like yourself, your advisor, to walk through the different mindsets of one spouse and another with different emotions attached to money and biases attached to money. That's a lot of work.
Yes, it is. But it's good work because you can see how things change over time.
And it speaks to the importance of having a trusted advisor, just as you would your doctor, your counselor, a therapist, because it's your money. You've earned it, you've worked hard for it, you're planning for retirement, and that expertise is so important. So Larry, thank you.
Thank you.
Larry Ross, Portfolio Manager and Wealth Advisor with BMO Nesbitt Burns.